If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, or international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
1, 2, 3.
I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. Magical Engineer Frank is ready to go. So am I. And we've got a show. We're going to be talking about some of the medical shortages that are really apparent in the socialized medicine countries. So we're going to look at that. And we may get some time to talk about other conditions to avoid, you know, that are very expensive to treat. And a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting this nation up in prayer. I'm hitting the knees and I'm seeking Lord's face because that is the way. So today's devotional, we're in Philippians 4. It says, "And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds through Jesus Christ. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." And that's Romans 5. Peace is so important. It's so soothing to the soul. So mind time, seek the Lord's face, that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quack report, here's a study. Anybody out there like walnuts? They're saying walnuts have a lot of nutrition, but they are finding out it has wonderful, not only healthy fats and antioxidants, but it also has disease-fighting benefits, like helps reduce inflammation. They also found that walnuts in the diet on a regular basis will lower the risk of heart disease, improve your brain function, and also can prevent certain types of cancers. This is a study that appeared in the Nutritional Research Journal. Research was done at Marshall University in West Virginia. They are just really all about walnuts in this study. They also noticed with people that did have cancer, walnuts influenced the progression of that cancer. It halted it and also increased survival rates. So walnuts, they say, can help suppress the gene expression responsible, get this, for breast cancer and breast tumors. So helps with that. And walnuts taste great, too. Moving along in the quack report, beans or legumes are also in the news report. Amazing superfoods for those with diabetes, beans. Can also prevent the onset of diabetes if you get a lot of beans in the diet. So helps lower the blood sugar, gives that slow-release carb, and so baked beans. Might want to avoid those if you have sugar issues because of all the sugar they put into baked beans. Last but not least in the quack report, marshmallow, one of my herbs. I love marshmallow root. It has a substance that contains a lot of antioxidants. According to some research that was in the Journal of Advances in Dermatology and Allergy, they say Marshmallows soothes irritated skin, heals wounds faster, has an antibacterial benefit to it. This was at Lauriston University Medical Science. University of Medical Science, they did this research, and they say if you use a marshmallow plant extract, it is going to help your wounds heal much better. So marshmallow root to the rescue, and that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Oh, thank you, Frank. Hey, Frank, keep me on point now. I get all excited about a topic and I forget about my break. Anyway, we'll try. We'll try really hard today. All right, first up, we're going to be talking about the medical shortages that are real apparent now in the countries that have socialized health care. So this should really be interesting because more reports of the medical shortages are showing up. Now, in the UK, the Brexit mess over there, you know what? That's being blamed for the shortages in medications in other parts of Europe. So the health union leaders of the European Union are kind of prepping the masses for medicine shortages. And the reports have put the lack of the drugs being available solely on the shoulders of the UK if they decide to leave the European Union, making them a scapegoat. So hard to believe that a single island country could have such an impact on the other countries in Europe who really can't seem to manage their own supply of medicine. Well, talk about putting all your eggs in one basket. Dumb. However, I want to read you a quote from the chair of the Council of the British Medical Association. This is what they said. This is Chan Negpal. He's of the Chair Council, British Medical Association. He says, from our invaluable European Union workforce to the supply of vital medications and the collaboration of medical research to cross-border health arrangements, there is practically no area of health that will not be affected if we crash out without a deal. End of quote. That's the Brexit thing. So I don't think I believe that. I don't think I do, because the one world order is really never so apparent as in the integrated socialized structure of the European Union. Just take a look at it. It's right there. So why would countries allow themselves to become so vulnerable that if they misbehave, their life benefits are withheld? So Americans, they need to take note of this. So the other possibility is that it's merely a political scare tactic. However, if the prescribed drug trade is interconnected in a complex web involving several countries, why would any country depend on that instead of producing their own medicines? What's wrong with being, you know, self-sufficient? Well, we all know what that means and why they are kind of poo-pooing the self-sufficiency. But this source of scarcity is the scarcity of any commodity really can be from, let's say, lack of raw materials or logistic problems or even financial markets. And, of course, politics can be in there. So in most cases, it is the policymakers that are causing a lot of supply disruptions. Now, according to an article in the Frontiers of Pharmacology, they say to understand and overcome shortages, we recognize the potential solutions are not just related to logistics, research, development, and innovation, but it is much a wider problem. Overall, we believe the policymakers are the key. That was in Frontiers of Pharmacology, July 2019. Ooh, got to take a break. Be right back.
Like I need you, hold me, love me, hold me, love me, ain't got
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. Hey, we're back here on Herb Talk. We're talking about some of the medical shortages. Now, we talked about some of the drug shortages recently in the last few months and how, you know, it's really not in the news that much, how much of the shortage of pain medicines, cardio medicines, immune suppressive drugs, antibiotics, how that's affecting now even American hospitals and physicians, but it's a problem. So right before the break, we were talking about what Frontiers in Pharmacology said. And basically, they're saying the power-hungry people wanting to control the lives of everyone are more of a problem than the lack of research, transportation, or even finances. And so we should really be pondering or thinking about that. What about this? How much of this is a smokescreen? You know, because sometimes things aren't what they appear. Well, if we ask the World Health Organization, what is the problem in getting medicine to these socialized countries? Well, they respond with, quote, it's a multidimensional situation. Policymakers tend to complicate simple things, and it offers them more control. So, other than the banks and the medical sector, you know, the medical sector is offering a lot more control over people. So it makes people, you know, kind of jump through more hoops, spend more time and money than they would normally spend. And it tends to devastate the lower and middle income families. So the few are kind of taking the wealth and the health from the masses. And what's wrong with the majority just saying no, right? Standing up and saying no. What's wrong with that? Well, because you know what the power people are saying? You better just get used to disappointment. Yeah, that's the message. According to the reports from the World Health Organization, the masses better just get used to not having it so good. So the WHO Director General's report is using the following words to describe the global medication situation. Remember the multidimensional situation. They use the word shortages, scarcity, and stock out. Nothing, nada, nothing here. Zip. You got zip. So now how is it that, you know, the human race can put a rocket in orbit, but we can't manage an adequate supply of medication? Well, the European Union has a European Free Trade Association with more obstacles than a hurdles race. So, however, the public is being told that each country has different strategies to work out. And that is why it's so important that we have this one global system.
So the West is also being blamed for a lack of consolidating with the rest of the world to evolve the pharmacological policies. So one point that the article from Frontiers in Pharmacology pointed out is that there does not seem to be a consensus on what the definitions of shortage or scarcity are. Well, if you can't define that, how are you going to solve it? That just irritates me to no end. So confusion is the hallmark of legislators. And by the way, they were called chiefs and princes in Jesus's time. So the other issue the article pointed out was that sometimes medication is not available due to various business reasons and that the production is stopped. Okay. Yeah, business reasons could come in there. So the authors are suggesting that a business should not be allowed to permanently suspend production due to, ready for this, Frank? You might want to write this down. They say a business cannot suspend the production of medications due to supply and demand, lack of financial gain, lapse in your patents, price regulations, suspension of your company license, or even competition problems. So what does that say? Well, interesting, it suggests that a company break laws and go into bankruptcy just to keep a drug available. Suspending commercialism is described in there, right there. So communistic healthcare and pharmacological systems is what they say is the solution. Aha. Here's a quote from Will Rogers. He says, it isn't what we don't know that gives us trouble. It's what we know that ain't so. Well, ain't that the truth, right? Here's a quote from an anonymous source. Says, a sign of an advanced civilization is that they learn to kill you in a new way. Well, let's just take a second and look at Venezuela. There's a collapse going on there. And we've been witnessing the collapse of Venezuelan society. Their country has gone into socialism. It's under that control. And the people are desperate for health care. Something. They're desperate for something. Their hospitals are shut down or barely functioning, and they have no medical supplies or any kind of regular medicine to rely on. So according to Venezuela opposition party, they're saying 300,000 ill people are dying from medication shortages. That should teach us something. They have also turned to the populace has turned into natural medicines to try to stay healthy. Here's a quote from Rosa Saez. She's 77-year-old. She has chronic pain. She says, we go to the hospital and there's nothing there. They don't have medicines or they're too expensive. So what do we do? And then here's a quote from Carlos Rosales. He is trying to help his fellow citizens. He knows a little bit about natural remedies. So he says, we know medicines are necessary. I'm not against medicine, but my medicine is botany. Plants are replacing drugs. End of quote. Mm-hmm. Well, as bad as it is in Venezuela, it's teaching the world that if we rely on prescription drugs for health, and then there's some lack of these drugs, there's going to be extreme risk. Patients are in grave danger of dying. So learning about alternative medicine at a time of crisis is much harder than learning before a crisis hits. So really, now's the time to investigate natural medicine and obtain supplies before they are hard to get. You know, some people are stockpiling this stuff, Frank, you know. They're, you know, whatever they can get their hands on. And I think that's smart, right? All right. So it just really depends on a person's perspective, though. One's perspective on circumstances is going to influence their next step. So those who think it is a step in the right direction to come under a global order and then have all the same status of living, you know, described in, let's say, a utopian world. But unfortunately, that word utopian, it describes a fictional perfect place and it doesn't exist. The nature of man does not allow for a utopia to exist. So utopia is a fantasy that's used. It's rolled out whenever they want to advertise or campaign for something. So anything that's worth having, you work for. There are no free lifestyles, no free healthcare, no free college tuition, because these have a high price attached to them all. If you think it's free, there's going to be a high price attached. And read the fine print, because the devil's in the details. You want to be aware of the social scores, connecting every facet of your detailed life to weights and measures of policymakers. The cost is going to be your privacy, your liberty, your justice, your trust, your security, and just love of life, period. Well, I'm being brutally honest. I want you to prepare. They have that old thing, prepare or perish. Well, the time to learn how to shoot the gun is not during the war. Now, God's given us some time to prepare to withstand the evil day, but last-minute Lindas are going to regret waiting. Learn all you can now about natural medicine. Investigate how you can get off the drugs for life prescriptions. Do it safely and responsibly. There's a way to do that. You can do it with metabolic strengthening herbs. So if you want to learn more, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. Get their free product catalog. Their number's toll-free at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. That's toll-free in the U.S. and Canada. Of course, their website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, because that's where your healthcare options just became endless, because you're taking the power back. You're in control. You're steering the ship. And you're healthier. And you're not broke. How great is that? Freedom. Freedom from expensive healthcare. Ooh, I like that. I like that a whole lot. I hope you do too. Anyway, give them a call. Get a free catalog. Visit the website. If you're on their website, thepowerherbs.com, under books and newsletters, click on the tab there, and you can sign up for the free online newsletters. And these are delivered to you by email. And you'll get lots of great information that will empower you for free. Absolutely great. So thepowerherbs.com. Also, don't neglect to ask about some of the new items. They have some really great eye drops for cataracts, and they got some oral mouth aids for, you know, toothache and stuff. They got a bunch of stuff there. Check them out online at thepowerherbs.com, or do give them a call. You can request your catalog to be mailed to you hard copy. They do have a hard copy. They have a download version too, if you want to do that. But I'm kind of old-fashioned. I like the hard copies, you know, just mail them to you. So if you request a catalog from Apothecary Herbs, they asked me to make this announcement. If you have requested your catalog and it's been 5 to 7 days since you requested it, get back in touch with them, because chances are they mailed it to you. You just haven't gotten it. And for some, what's up with the mail? Something's up with the mail system. So do investigate if you didn't get it. We're going to take a little break. Back with more right after this.
Stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand. Have a plan. Have peace and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Retro music, Frank, takes me way back. Well, a little ways back anyway. We're going to be shifting gears here, and we're going to be talking about avoiding some of the most expensive medical conditions, and you have that power to do that. A lot of drugs out there, people are on drugs to support their metabolic function, and there's other ways of dealing with things. Now, according to thedrugs.com, one of their senior pharmacists, Lee Anderson, she says the United States, as well as some of the other parts of the world, have 10 health conditions that we should avoid. And so we have that power to avoid them, so let's exercise it. So avoiding a lot of bad health is definitely something we all want to do, but a lot of people don't know how. We're going to talk about 10 conditions that are very common. Doesn't mean they're normal. Not normal to have these, but they're common, and they can become quite expensive if you're going to modern medicine to treat them. Now, when we look at a lot of modern medicine, if we go to them for help with any kind of condition, the treatments are geared to prescription drugs to try to downplay your symptoms. But they don't really take care of your condition. It's not a cure. It's just to lessen your symptoms so you quit complaining, so you can live as comfortably as possible with your problem. But most certainly over time, this leads the disease to become more aggressive, become a more evasive and more expensive to treat, especially if surgery is required. So if you're like most Americans out there, you may be taking some comfort in that a majority of the cost of treatment, it's covered by my insurance. I'm not going to worry about it. But I've seen people opt for drug therapy and surgery instead of maybe a more proactive tact with natural therapies, because the natural therapies aren't covered by their insurance and they require a bit of effort. Some people just don't want to be bothered. Now, the money factor does tend to win out. Well, let's get back to the number two problem. It's low back pain and neck pain. About 63 million or 30% of Americans, they spend a lot of money on this type of injury. They go to the chiropractor. They go see their doctor. Annual cost, $88 billion just on a little back or neck pain. Patients tend to be put on a bunch of drugs, painkillers, antispasmodics, sleep drugs. Go to the neurologist, maybe need back or neck surgery, that kind of thing. But the problem tends not go away. I work for neurosurgeons. I know. People wish they never went there. Then number three is high blood pressure. High blood pressure medicine expects one in three Americans to develop hypertension, spend $83 billion on medical treatments for this every year as a nation. And the management of the blood pressures doesn't help us escape heart failure, actually leads to heart failure. So the drugs, the hypertension drugs kind of put us in a lull that our blood pressure is under control, but it's not, and it's still affecting the heart, and eventually you need surgery. It's an epidemic, really, and a lot of processed foods, sugars, lack of regular exercise, even sucks in 4% of our kids between 4 and 18 with high blood pressure problems. That should tell you it's lifestyle related. Number four is the diabetes. 10% of Americans are diabetic, but they estimate 30% are undiagnosed. So $100 million is spent on those medical treatments for high blood sugar. And an interesting coincidence is that diabetes increased as the number of vaccines increased, as well as for pets, diabetes in pets. What's that, right? It's the vaccines. A lot of virologists have made that correlation. So you want to do your homework on all your diabetic drugs. Druginjury.com reports diabetic medicines have been reported to cause some health risks, such as bone fractures, thyroid cancer, heart failure, kidney failure, macular vision problems, and even death. And Finland has the guts to come out and say statistically in their data, they put it into a big chart, and they showed that vaccines and diabetes do have a correlation. Okay. Medical studies have stated that when you inject infants with diseases that are in vaccines, it causes a lot of inflammation and creates a diabetic condition within 4 years of getting the vaccine. So Finland's put that all together, and you can just pull it up on the internet. All right. Osteoporosis, joint problems, is on the list, number five. So in the United States, 1 in 2 people have joint problems, back problems, neck problems, knee problems, hip problems, hands. We got problems. So the costly treatment is $47 billion a year for this type of problem, and medical establishment is saying, oh, it's just wear and tear. But we have countless examples in ancient writings that this is not a common occurrence. Doctors will prescribe a lot of drugs for pain and inflammation and then resort to surgery. Knee replacement surgery, for instance, most popular procedure, followed by hip replacement surgery. And we're not taught how to look after our joints. We're just not. Now, actually, no one talks about joints until they get stiffness and are over the age of, let's say, 40. So we're not taught how to prevent these things. And we should be. Medicine should be teaching prevention. They're not. All right, pulmonary disease is number six. Your emphysema, your bronchitis, your asthma, the combo condition of COPD, which is a combination of those three. And we're told that these conditions are on the rise because of things like pollutants, chemicals, allergies, lifestyle like smoking. But people fail to notice that many prescribed medications and even vaccines cause this very condition. Duh. Yeah. People don't investigate thoroughly treatments before they get them. Number seven is the mental health and behavior disorders. Uh-oh. Now, hard to miss these days, I think. People are just weird, right? More people are struggling to cope with their environment. Anxiety, panic attack disorders are surging upward. Cognitive and attention deficit disorders are way out of whack. And we are a world that has an epidemic of depression costing us $71 billion a year. So the prescribed drugs make the condition sometimes worse. It's called rebound effect. People need to investigate all their treatments. Please, please investigate them. Cancer is number eight, and it's been one of medicine's golden hens, lays the golden egg, cancer, and low expectations of a cure, really. A lot of research supposedly pouring into that industry, but no cures. And according to the Journal of the American Medical Association, 1 in 4 deaths in the United States involve some sort of cancer condition. So the cancer conditions that have kind of spiked, it's costing us $50 billion a year, that would be breast cancer, colon, rectal, and skin cancer. So I don't know of any industry, Frank, that would kiss $50 billion bucks goodbye to you. So are you expecting a cure? One problem is we do not think of healthcare as an industry. It is. It's a corporation. It's a corporation. So instead we think of, you know, the relationship we tend to have with our local medical professionals. Oh, they're so nice and they're so caring, and that may very well be. But they're not driving the medical industry bus. They're just part of the, you know, spokes in the wheel. So they really can't give any direction as to the industry coming up with a cure for cancer. The only way cancer rates will really, truly decline is if we stop vaccinating, stop smoking, stop drinking alcohol, stop eating adulterated and chemical-treated foods, and get back to healthy living. That's how you stop cancer. Falls and injuries is number 9. And in the United States, 1 in 5 people fall. Serious injury causes a lot of trauma. And in these cases, maybe broken bones are the result, involve a little surgery or even a head trauma case. So $76 billion on these types of industries, injuries, and they're all avoidable. Typically, they are. Falls by the elderly are also in this mix. And as we age, we need to look after our balance reflexes, you know, get regular exercise to keep them, you know, vibrant and active, bones and joints and things like that. There's lots of nice little low impact DVD exercise routines you can get. Classical stretch is one. Help you keep your feet flexible and your balance mechanism working. Also, the elderly need to check the medications they're on, because the medications they're on could be contributing to their imbalance. It could be affecting the way they walk and put them at risk of falls. So it could be the drugs they're on. So always check that. Always check that. And if I can find that information, so can you. Online or at the library, thepowerherbs.com. If you need help, they'll try to dig up some stuff for you. We're coming up for a break. And on the other side, we're going to do condition number 10. So don't go anywhere. Be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704 775-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless. Number 10 here, most common and expensive condition globally. Heart disease is number 10. Now, you probably would think that would be at the first part of the list, but heart disease gets blamed for a majority of deaths. They're usually on drug therapy a while, a decade or more. And lifestyle plays a significant part in your heart health, and the Western diet not helping the heart conditions any. According to a 2016 list of the largest selling pharmaceutical products, the division of organ transplant drugs is on the list, but also are your cardiac drugs. But when you're on cardiac drugs for a decade or more, it leads to congestive heart failure. It's medically established. It's not anything new. Well, let's look at some of the blockbuster drug sales, because there are 25 pharmaceutical companies selling product globally, and these are the blockbuster drugs. These are the ones that are making the drug companies the most money. The drugs for organ transplant, infectious disease, cancer, antibacterial drugs, cardiovascular drugs, ophthalmology type medications for the eyes, neurological or nervous system medicines, blood disorders, respiratory disorders, mental health disorders, and diabetes. So those are your blockbuster drugs that tend to bring in the cha-ching for your drug companies. They're generating, each drug company is basically generating about $300 billion in profit each year. That's profit. That's take home. That's net. There are 15 drugs that are generating about 12% of that profit share margin. And the biggest drug categories for profit are your liver disease medicines for hepatitis, liver cancer, almost 1,000% growth in those drug sales over the year before. Neurological drugs like for multiple sclerosis, they're up 232% in their growth margin. And also anti-clotting agents for stroke and heart disease, they're up 77%. So Americans, you know, if you want to put drug companies out of business, learn to resolve the most common treatable diseases such as diabetes, arthritis type diseases, liver disease, heart disease, and you can put them all on the unemployment line. Now, people may not be aware that your FDA, once it approves a drug for the market, it also grants the drug developers exclusive sale rights for a period of 6 months to 7 years. Now, other countries, they may have, you know, like, I guess, different exclusive rights and patent laws. But when the protections expire on a patent, then you get the generic form of the drug, and it's made usually from some drug company in China. So there's this growing market of your generic drugs, and they're all coming from China.
Majority of them are antidepressants, migraine headache medicines, hypertension medicines, tuberculosis drugs. So the Bloomberg Market Report says the genetic drugs made in China that are sold globally are 50% of the market share in 2011, 75% in 2017. So, but you know what? The good news is, you know, people looking into natural solutions for everyday problems. People are starting to do their homework. They're starting to, you know, be a little bit more proactive. And I think that's fabulous. I think that's what we should have been doing all along. People are seeking alternative therapies for a variety of reasons. 30% say they're looking at natural ways to deal with their health problems and spend less money. Okay, so more people are weighing the cost of their out-of-pocket expenses in order to secure a solution, a cure, not just, you know, to reduce symptoms. They want a cure. So they're willing to not go to the doctor, not pay the copay, but maybe take that copay and get, you know, supplements or start eating healthier. That's what they're doing. So they're taking back the power. That's essentially how it's going. And our creator says, herbs are here for the service of man. That's in Psalms 104. He also says, herbs are for the healing of the nations, Revelations 2. So I would believe the Lord if I were you, because he can't lie. So, you know, he created us. He knows what we need. So you are able, believe it or not, you're able to balance your blood sugar, reduce the clot risk factor, strengthen your cardio system metabolically, strengthen your nervous system, reduce the risk of disease, help improve and regenerate organ function, reduce the need for antibiotics and other types of prescriptions, strengthen your bones and all your connective tissue, the ligaments, the tendons, improve your skin and avoid the dependency of lifelong medicine. So lifelong medicines, you know, people just don't understand what drugs are, essentially. They know they're strong and they're toxic, and that's why they need a prescription, but they don't really stop to think about the repercussions of all that. Well, just if we just sum it up and say, you know, in the beginning when drug companies made drugs, before they started making synthetics, they took certain elements from plants. They would take strong chemical alkaloids from plants, and they would leave what they didn't want, take what they did want for a specific action. And they did that primarily so they can patent it and make a lot of money, because you can't patent what God made, what nature offers you. So, but when you do that and you just separate things and you pick and choose what you want, it disrupts the chemistry of how it was all put together in the first place. And this is why you get side effects. And side effects is just a nice generic term for another disease. The medication actually gives you another disease. And if it were not another disease, the doctors could not prescribe another medication for that symptom. See? So, you know, we just get so used to hearing terms. They become so benign. They're not threatening anymore. But side effect is a threat. It's a big one. And with every medication you take, there's 100 metabolic chemical changes in your system. So if you're on two drugs, that's 100 times 100 metabolic changes. And doctors and pharmacists don't know what those changes are going to be. People go, no way. Yeah, yeah. They don't know. So you get a lot of changes going on, and you get your chemistry off in your system. And your organs communicate chemically so they can function in harmony with each other and the whole system works properly. So you get this disruption going on, and all of a sudden you get more problems than you ever dreamed. So the body is a whole. It's not isolated, but we have all these isolated specialties in medicine. So working on one area can disrupt another, and then you have big problems. So please research all your medical treatments that are recommended to you really thoroughly. Take the time to do that. There's so much information online now. You can really search it out. It'll start you on the search, and it can take you to other publications, even if you have to go to your library. So you can definitely sit down and have a conversation with your physician and say, well, I have real concerns with this treatment plan because, and then just talk it out, you know. If you're still not happy with what you're hearing, then, yeah, maybe it's time that you start being proactive and start changing the lifestyle, changing the routine, getting some nutrition, maybe some supplements going, maybe some strong medicinal herbs to correct an imbalance. There are ways, and it's up to every one of us to figure out what those are for our particular need. So give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. They have a toll-free number in the United States and Canada. It is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Now, if you go on their website, they have lots of categories, or if you're looking in their catalog, they have different categories in the catalog. So you can go to the organ cleansing, you can go to the immune boosting, you can go to herbs just for men or herbs just for women. They have herbs for kids, herbs for pets. They have their herbal tinctures category if you're looking for a broad selection of tinctures. And what I like about that, they list the general benefit plus the ingredients and counter regs. So if you're on other medicines, it'll tell you, hey, you may want to use caution or avoid this herb because you're taking XYZ. So it's an educated consumer making a good judgment call. And so the more information you have, the better it is in making a decision for yourself. If you have questions or concerns, you can definitely contact the folks at Apothecary Herbs either by email, by phone. They get lots of letters in, too, so definitely drop them a letter in the mail. And by the way, speaking of mail, I want to thank all those out there that sent me such wonderful little lovely notes saying that they were thinking of me because my 15-year-old Labrador by the name of Doc passed away last week. So thank you so much for sending your comforting thoughts to us here. We really appreciate that. He was just one of those pals that, you know, goes with you to work and is always by your side and always happy to see you, and he'll be really missed. And irreplaceable, because he was the best, I think. So big salute to Doc, our black lab, and I know he's in a better place, and we look forward to seeing him when we get there. So all the pet lovers out there, know that Doc truly enjoyed herbs. He used them all the time. He wore those natural flea and tick collars that they have there at Apothecary Herbs, and the shampoo that they had with the eucalyptus was absolutely fabulous. He kept him so soft and fluffy. Oh, he was like a puppy all the time. So thepowerherbs.com has herbs for pets as well. So if you got little furry friends at home, you want to keep them healthy and well, definitely check that out at thepowerherbs.com or give them a call at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Oh my goodness, this hour went too fast, Frank. But, you know, we'll be back before you know it, and with more health topics that will empower you. And the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.